I'm Charles Murphy reporting. The city of LaBelle recently got a lot of money, $126.6 million, to improve water and sewer facilities with some septic to sewer conversions. They engaged PFM Financial to handle the grants and borrowing of interim funding of $20 million. The firm will cost between $45,000 to $50,000 for their services. Vice Mayor Jackie Radica says it's the only way to make this happen for utilities.
I agree with Commissioner Spratt. I don't like borrowing the money, and I don't like the fact of the interest. But again, like she said, our backs are against the wall. We are at this point right now. We have growth coming in. Our sewer plant that we currently have is failing where we're at, and we have to do something.
The grant dollars are reimbursement grants, meaning the dollars have to be spent first and then reimbursed. Commissioner Kevin Holland wanted to make sure these grants are a done deal before borrowing the money.
We would be borrowing with the expectation that the grants are going to come in and pay it off, not taxes or anything else. And I think it's good for the citizens to hear that.
Another high-speed chase in Hendry County. Sheriff deputies arresting 19-year-old Zachary Williams after a chase in the Clewiston area. It began at Georgia and W.C. Owen Avenue. Deputies say they smelt the odor of marijuana in the vehicle. Williams allegedly tried to flee on foot from the traffic stop. A taser was deployed, but Williams continued to flee, jumping the gate at Eastside Elementary School in the middle of the night. Deputies then surrounded the area. Williams was able to enter another vehicle near Baslin Crest, but deputies pulled that over and took him into custody. The Glades County School Board raised concerns about a lack of notice from the state on a recent public hearing for the LaBelle Bridge project on State Road 29. Superintendent Dr. Beth Barfield says the school district was not notified at all.
Glades County School Board is going to be affected. It's going to be huge because it's going to be very close to West Glades.
They also raised concerns about land being taken off the tax roll by water projects with South Florida Water Management. Dr. Barfield had some concerns about the Lake Hickbutchee project.
I didn't go because of this, but I want it stated publicly. I am very concerned how much land and agricultural acreage and tax money that our county is giving away.
The schools are also discussing paying the sheriff's office directly rather than pay deputies who work after school activities and sporting events. Chairwoman Jean Prowant says school resource officers are not district employees.
Hey, we're writing that gentleman or that deputy a check. Then for that period of time there at the football game, they're our employee. Because we're paying them, not the sheriff's office.
City of Belleglade continues to seek funding for home repairs and rehabilitation. They devoted federal dollars only to senior citizens in the COVID relief packages from Washington. Stanley Highsmith alleges there can be discrimination in federal disaster funds in small towns.
What is the commission going to do to ensure that the people that deserve that money get it and not the people that are employees of the city get that money? There were people that did not get that money that needed it, and their houses are still screwed up, but there are employees of the city that got it, or their wives.
Mayor Steve Wilson says a computer decided who got the money, not the people or the city staff. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.